This is the Automotive Repair Podcast Network.
Well, hi, I am your host, Brian Walker. Welcome to the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast. Kim and Lindy are my co-hosts today. I think this is the first time that Lindy's making an appearance in the podcast.
And my first time, it feels like in, I don't know, a long time.
Yeah.
Or maybe together.
Those who are not watching on video, Lindy is our pup, our fur baby, one of the two, sitting here in Kim's lap because that's what he does. But anyway, This is episode number 200, and the topic today is everything that has changed in marketing since episode one. It's been basically 4 years now, and a lot has changed. Let's take a minute to thank our sponsors, and we're going to be back to talk about all of these changes. This episode is sponsored by ShopBoss. You know, other shop management software makes you work, but ShopBoss works for you. Are you ready to convert clients to members? AppFueled specializes in creating custom apps tailored specifically for professional auto repair businesses. Visit appfueled.com to get started today. Keep your shop top of mind on the mobile device they love.
I want to thank Carm and Tracy because, and maybe you were going to do that, and maybe I just stole your thunder. Is that the right? Did I say that right?
You did.
Yeah. Carm and Tracy, thank you for welcoming us into your whole podcast family.
Yep. We always end the episode saying that we're one of a handful of podcasts on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. I think I finally got it right. For those of you who know Remarkable Results Radio, that is the flagship podcast in
of the industry.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, for real. So thanks, Carm. And then Tracy now
She's the one that really does everything. So don't tell Carm I said that. Anyway, I mean, we're going to be talking about the things that have changed in marketing over the last 4 years. I mean, we have talked about a lot of different things, which, by the way, just being real, we would love to have your input on what you would love to hear over the next 200 episodes. Because when you get 200 episodes in, especially when we're a niche podcast like we are, we're talking about marketing.
Yeah.
It can be difficult to come up with those topics. And I would love to know what it is that you want to hear about. And if you listen to us regularly, you know that we don't always talk about marketing. So if you have topics that you want to hear about that are not related to marketing, we're open to talking about that also.
Did you get that idea from church?
I don't have a clue what you're talking about.
I mean, maybe that was just genuine. No, at Easter Sunday, we were visiting a church, and I guess they do an annual survey on Easter Sunday where they ask their congregation to share the messages they would like to see over the next year.
Yeah.
So you just dropped that, and I was like, he stole that from church.
I did not. So, all right.
So what's the first thing?
Well, I mean, the obvious one. You cannot go anywhere. You can't open up social media or anything without seeing those two letters.
I don't think you can have a conversation AI at dinner.
You know, I mean, it's all about AI right now. And in marketing, there's so many ways to look at that, because there's the idea that you want AI to be suggesting your shop to people who are searching, which that's huge. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing more and more of our clients, because of the way that we have adapted the search engine optimization that we do to search everywhere optimization, our clients are getting recommended more and more and more. I was just one of our clients that asked me to mentor him. And, you know, so we meet once a month and kind of do a mentoring session. And we met yesterday, actually, and he was telling me that the number of people that are coming in now that were recommended by AI, he just got his first Grok referral. You know, it's always ChatGPT, Claude, Gemini, but he just got Grok. That led to, I think he said, a $4,200 repair on a Prius. That's the big one, is getting your shop recommended by AI, but also in the way that you can use AI in your marketing, creating images, creating videos, creating written content. And you have to learn how to do it, because there's a right way to do it and a wrong way to do it. One of them will help you. One of them will not.
Yeah.
AI is the big one.
AI is a big one and it's everywhere. So we're doing a reverse order. Are we doing a reverse order?
Well, there's two things that are just huge and the others kind of support.
Okay.
The other one is local service ads, Google local service ads. 4 years ago, local service ads existed, but they were not rolled out to the automotive industry. That just happened, I guess, about 2 years ago now. And I would say from a revenue impact, that local service ads is the biggest thing that has happened in marketing specific to auto repair shops in the last 4 years by far.
Yeah, agreed.
It has been incredible to see the results that our clients get from that. Again, local service ads are great for your general repair shops. They are not good for specialty shops. If all that you work on is like Euro or diesel or, you know, like restoration and hot rods, local service ads are not going to work for you. But for the general repair shop, local service ads are killing it. And for a very reasonable cost per lead.
Yeah. I mean, I remember when it came out for home services, when we were Five Stones Media and, you know, the plumbers and the HVAC and all that. And I remember we weren't doing shops at the time, but I remember us thinking and looking, oh, they're not doing it for auto repair shops. So it was years waiting for that.
When they rolled it out, it did not take long before we realized this is going to be huge.
Mm-hmm.
So those are like the two biggest things, in my opinion, that have happened in marketing in the last 4 years, specifically to auto repair. You know, there may be some bigger things for other industries. Mm-hmm. But, you know, some supporting things that kind of happened during that time. Like this next one is a direct result of what has happened with AI. And that is that the Google business profile has become arguably more important than the website. It has become the online front door to the business. And that's because of how AI has made clickless search so prevalent.
Mm-hmm. I use it for just about everything.
Yeah. I mean, you go to Google now and Google does not want you to leave their properties. And when they click through to your website, then you've left their properties. However, they still need to send businesses referrals.
Yep.
Because that's kind of the business that they're in. So clickless search has performed really well.
Mm-hmm.
But it's important to know that that doesn't mean that you don't need a website, because the Google business profile, the way that it ranks, is so directly impacted to how well the website ranks.
Also, we tell people all the time, you need to own some of your own things. You know, remember, was it last year, the year before, there was the huge Google Down day, you know? And I mean, one day, we know from our Google hack what one day can do to a business. And so you own your website. And while you absolutely need to claim, maintain, update, take care of, level on your Google business profile, you still need your website.
Well, and it goes back to what I was talking about with our clients who are seeing all of these where they're being suggested by AI. Without the website, that doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm, right.
And without the website, and I know that there are some anomalies out there. Every once in a while, you'll see that shop that doesn't even have a website and their Google business profile is ranking well. And that may have something to do with something else that we have on the list. But for the most part, the Google business profile is going to rank in accordance to how the website ranks. The next one I would say would be how much more important reviews have become. And reviews have always been important.
For sure.
You know, because, yes. I mean, humans, they want that social proof. But reviews changed in that historically people would look at the star rating and make a decision based on that, whereas now they will get into the reviews and read through reviews to make sure that they're truly finding the best great shop.
Well, you know how important they are from all the places where you can put a review. Look at Amazon. Everybody goes to Amazon to read the review. I mean, they don't go to Amazon to read the review when they're buying a product.
Well, there are some reviews on Amazon that people go there to read.
That is true.
And look up the Haribo, I guess I'm saying that right, Haribo sugar-free gummy bears and go read the reviews.
Is that appropriate? Because I'm afraid it's probably not. Some are not.
Look, it's 12-year-old comedy.
Okay? Oh my gosh.
But well, it's not inappropriate.
Yeah. But you know what I mean. I mean, there's all the places where you can put reviews. But honestly, reviews started way before the internet did.
Oh, yeah.
This is not new.
Mm-hmm.
The proverbial over the picket fence conversation or at the mailbox conversation.
Yeah.
It was a review. You're asking your neighbor, where do you bring your vehicle to get it repaired? People aren't just saying, oh, XYZ Automotive. They're saying, oh, I bring it to XYZ Automotive because, and they go into a review.
ShopBoss is software built by shop owners for shop owners. Utter shop management software isn't made to meet the needs of today's independent repair shop. ShopBoss handles the needs of both single and multi-location shops with features that boost efficiency and help you build your business, like built-in DVI and VIN scanner, customizable real-time reporting, and integrated parts and labor guides. ShopBoss was built to be easier and more efficient than solutions that require a steep learning curve or complicated workarounds. Plus, with their Boss Pay payments feature, powered by 360 Payments, you can harness the power of text-to-pay, remote payments, consumer financing, compliance, surcharge, and PayPal and Venmo payment options. Help your techs fix cars faster with intuitive inspection tools that supercharge your operations and keep vehicles cycling through your shop. Whether your goal is to grow your shop, open more shops, or just keep the one you've got running at top speed, ShopBoss has the tools you need to do the things you want to do. Independent auto repair shops, get ready to transform your business with AppFueled. It's time for your professional auto service shop to have its own customer loyalty app. AppFueled will build an app that launches a custom loyalty program for your shop in 30 days or less, fully integrated with your point of sale system. Bring Fortune 500 level customer retention strategies to your business without the Fortune 500 budget. Many shops are enjoying the benefits. Our app engages your customers with a loyalty ladder, enticing them to climb the next rung, coming back more often and spending more each visit, all with your own app. Build loyalty with your customers, to your brand, and boost your shop's growth. Get your first app in 30 days or less, all without breaking the bank. Ready to start? Let AppFueled take your business to the next level. Go to appfueled.com or meet founder Jeremy Glasgow and book your complimentary app vision session at appfueled.com/Jeremy. That's appfueled.com/Jeremy. Well, we've talked a few times over the last few years too about how reviews are some of the things that are triggering the results in search.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that based on, remember our trip to Key West? And we were looking for a particular restaurant that we had been to about 5 years before. We couldn't remember exactly where it was or the name of it. Mm-hmm. And we looked for the restaurant with a courtyard with a canopy of trees. Mm-hmm. I just Googled that. And it came up because people were talking about that in the review.
Yep.
It wasn't something that was listed on the website.
Right.
Same thing with auto repair.
The expansion of them.
Yeah. And how important reviews are to AI.
Mm-hmm.
And not just reviews on Google, but reviews from a lot of different places.
Right.
So it is an opportunity now for you to get people who have already left you a review to go leave you a review in another place. Mm-hmm. As well. Reviews are just like, they're so important to your business. But the gap between 4.2 stars and 4.7 stars when it comes to your revenue is like unbelievable. When you can go from 4.2 to 4.7, the impact that would make on your revenue. And we say 4.7 because, you know, 4.7, 4.8, 4.9, 5.0. Matter of fact, you may actually do better at 4.7 than you do at 5.0.
Mm-hmm.
Because people don't trust perfection.
Yeah, that's right.
So, all right, the next one is going to be vicinity update. And this is something that was specific to SEO. It was a Google algorithm update. And it happened right around the time that we would have started this podcast. This would have been 2021, 2022. And the vicinity update was a major algorithm update that Google did that it prioritized the proximity of the searcher to the results that it gave.
So the whole near me craze.
Yeah.
What came first, the chicken or the egg? What came first, the were people searching near me and Google said, oh, we need a vicinity update? Or do you think people started searching near me because?
I also don't know if the chicken or the egg came first. So I really don't know. But it used to be much easier to get your business to rank for like other areas outside of where you are. And we still to this day will have people come to us and they're like, well, I want to rank, you know, yeah, I'm located in this town, but I want to rank in this town that's 20 miles away. Mm-hmm. And it's like,
yeah,
that's what paid ads are for. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but you're not ranking there.
And there's
30 shops between your shop and that shop. Yeah. You're not ranking over there.
But arguably specialty shops, that works.
Yes.
Much better.
Yeah, someone who is very, very niche mm-hmm. can do it if they don't have a bunch of other very niche.
Yeah.
You know, in the same niche. Yeah, the vicinity update. Another big thing, and this is more of a, I don't know if philosophical is the right word, but trust signals have replaced SEO manipulation.
Okay, you got to break that down.
So when I talk about SEO manipulation, forever, SEO has been about trying to trick the search engines. You know, I think back when we had our shop, and I really shouldn't admit this, and I'm sure I've admitted it on this podcast.
You have. People know already.
But in the footer of our website, we had a white background, and in white text, I had all of our competitors' names and everything in there.
And so, just so you know, this was peak automotive days.
Yeah, this would have been not like, in 2000,
our marketing agency,
2005.
This is when you were filling around.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I mean, that's what you did back then. You would put white text on white backgrounds to stuff your pages with keywords. And we would do things like buy backlinks, and we could buy 5,000 backlinks for like $15 or something.
That was also the same time where you could buy followers on Facebook or Instagram.
In SEO, though, it actually worked. Mm-hmm. You know, buying followers never did anything except for give you an ego boost. But in SEO, we'd buy all those backlinks. We would keyword stuff pages, and all of a sudden our websites were ranking. Mm-hmm. And, you know, those were like the early days of really just tricking the search engines. Whereas now, you know, there's still things that people do to trick search engines. You know, you'll buy a backlink that is a really high value backlink that appears to be naturally occurring, and it's not. You're tricking the search engine, but you're doing it very strategically, and the search engine has no idea that you paid for that link.
But the thing is, it's 2026, and you just can't get around Google anymore.
Well, and the search engines are changing, like they're slowly morphing into the same thing that is AI. Mm-hmm. Like the difference between ChatGPT and Google.com is getting smaller and smaller mm-hmm. all the time, because it's so full of AI. But AI makes decisions the same way that humans make decisions, and they're looking for those trust factors. So, you know, things like those reviews mm-hmm. being, you know, good mixed reviews all over the place. Better Business Bureau certifications. I did a podcast just a few episodes back about the value of the Better Business Bureau. When I hated the Better Business Bureau mm-hmm. because we had like a complaint on the Better Business Bureau that was like a fake complaint. You know, you all have them where your competitors or whoever goes and they've never been a client. They go do a complaint. Mm-hmm. Well, the Better Business Bureau wouldn't talk to us unless we became a member.
Right.
And I was like, nope, I'm not doing that. That's mm-hmm. not right. So I hated the Better Business Bureau, but I had someone on just a handful of episodes back that they love the Better Business Bureau. They were a Torch Award winner, and they came on and convinced me that if I had a shop today, I'd be a member of the Better Business Bureau.
Well, do you know who just got some bad press because of the Better Business Bureau? Very big.
I don't.
Huge. Buc-ee's.
Oh, well.
You'll have to look it up.
Like, you don't mess with Buc-ee's.
Well, they are.
It's looking at things like your Better Business Bureau, your certifications. It wants to see real photos on your website, not stock photos. It wants to see team bios, and not just, you know, that they enjoy taking long walks on the beach mm-hmm. and stuff like that. It's, you know,
what certifications
are they? What certifications do they have? What trainings have they been through? All of that kind of stuff. these things are, they matter because they are trust signals that AI and the search engines are looking at to determine, are we going to show this in a search result? And they are things that humans are looking for when they're trying to make a decision of, am I going to bring my vehicle into the show?
Right.
There's that. And then the last one that I would say is that automation has replaced a lot of manual repetitive work.
Mm-hmm.
You think about when we had peak, you used to call every person and remind them of their appointments.
Yep.
Whereas CRMs, you know, are automating that now.
Mm-hmm.
We would ask, and I still think that you should do this, but we would ask every client to leave us a review.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas now your CRM is doing that for
you. And even the drip campaigns and the way we run ads, even, you know, you can have all these automated steps in the process and how that goes.
Yeah. There's been a lot that has happened
mm-hmm.
over the last 4 years, and it makes me wonder, what in the world is the next 4 years going to look like?
Well, I told Brian that in his pretty little list, he skipped two things.
Okay.
One, and I don't know just how impactful this is, maybe on the small business, but the impact of influencers. Mm-hmm. That was certainly not a thing when we started this podcast.
Well, truthfully, the world that we live in now allows a small business owner to become an influencer themselves.
Well, yeah, there's, I mean, you just look in our industry, there's all the Chris Enrights of the world and the royalty.
Yeah, Sherwood at Royalty, exactly. Dave at Dave's Auto Center. Yep.
So, and you know, even though some of them, their influencership is not maybe bringing in customers, it's more for the industry, but it still builds credibility and authority for them. So I think the rise of influencers, mommy bloggers, you know, whatever, podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I used to listen to podcasts and back at Peak Automotive before podcasts, it was almost like QR codes. QR codes had this big impact, and then they went away, and then they came back during COVID. I think podcasts were the same way. They came on. I was listening to podcasts. They kind of slowed off, went away. But that, I feel, is part of the whole influencer world.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is the rise of TikTok and short form video. I mean,
that's been huge. All these people that we just mentioned.
Class about it. Yes.
Every one of the local, you know, small business owner who has become an influencer
mm-hmm.
has done that through short format video.
Yeah. So it's a lot of change. And unfortunately, it never stops. What do we joke about? We say we go to bed the smartest in our industry and we wake up the dumbest, because you wake up and
everything has changed.
There's so much that's different. So change is not changing.
So yeah, 200 episodes. We look forward to the next 200. We would love to have your input on mm-hmm. what we should be talking about. How do they let us know?
Well, several ways. The main one is just email podcast@shopmarketingpros.com. We both get that email and would love to hear from you. But you can also join our Facebook group. There's lots of conversations there. Tell us in there what you're looking for.
Yeah, we've had multiple people do that. They'll go into the Facebook group, or we've just been, they didn't ask us, but we've been inspired by what they were talking about.
Yep.
And we go do an episode about it.
And I don't know, because I haven't been on here in a while, it seems like, for no good reason. Brian just kind of took it over. But he would say that I just haven't pushed myself in there. Either way, I don't know if you say this.
And I don't know if I'm stealing her thunder, if she's ever going to announce this, you know, because it's not really relevant to this podcast or anything. But Kim wrote a book, and she has her own podcast now.
Well, I'm not announcing it because I want to have like 6 episodes ready to go, and I only have 2 right now.
She needs to get to work.
Well, I've been kind of writing a book. Anyways, I don't know that he's been doing this part, but if y'all haven't, go leave us a review. Go click the follow button, as we tell you to do in your business.
Yeah. All right. Well, remember, we are one of a handful of podcasts on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. You can find the others at automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com. I hope that you'll listen in again to the next 200 episodes. And until then, go fill those bays.
You've been listening to the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast with Kim and Brian Walker on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. Download our exclusive podcast app at automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com because the best conversations in the industry start here. Marketing questions? Well, the Walkers have the answers. Check the show notes for their email.